Hi, my name is Hugo, and I am the treatment facilities chair for CINI. And I feel very privileged that I get to speak at your committee meeting, and I wanted to speak about the importance of this commitment of the treatment chair. Before I was the treatment facilities chair for CINI, I was the coordinator for CTFC for New York Intergroup on the east side of Manhattan. So I organized all the meetings that went into the east side of Manhattan for 2 years, 1 year as an assistant and 1 year as the actual chair. And then I did it for my home group, the Atlantic group, for 2 years as well. And I just rotated into this position. And this position is a little less, I will say it's a little less hands-on. I'm used to more direct facilities service. So, you know, going into these meetings, lining up people to bring in meetings to these places. This one, when it was first explained to me, seemed a little complicated. But now that I'm doing it, it's a little more straightforward. A lot of what I do is through email, and I think that's a very important treatment check because we do it through Bridging the Gap. That basically, I'm the Bridging the Gap. I'm one of the coordinators for Bridging the Gap. So what happens is someone is leaving a facility in Florida, and I will receive an email that says, you know, John D is leaving a rehab in Florida, and he originally lives in Astoria, Queens, and he would like to go to a meeting as soon as he gets there. So he will be released on May 25th. Could you please, here's his information, here's his phone number, here's his email address, this is where he'll be going. And my job is to make sure that that information gets sent to the right person. So I will forward that email and all that information to the treatment chair and the DCMC, or anyone that I could get a hold of from that area, from Astoria, because that's the example I use. And I will not let up on that. I will not stop emailing until I get a response from someone in that area saying, "Hey, I've received your email. I have this person's information, and I will find someone to meet them at a meeting." Because a lot of times emails slip through the cracks. So I just try to make sure that I do get a response from someone. And besides that, you know, I just go to, I connect people to other people in treatment to do service. So we were just at the CINI convention, and people came up to me and asked me how to get involved doing treatment. And I took their email information and their phone numbers. I asked them where they live, and I connected them to the chair of that, the treatment chair or the intergroup or the corrections chair from that neighborhood so that they can get connected and do that service. And that's basically what we do as treatment chairs. We spread the word about treatment service and how important it is. I personally know about AA because when I was in treatment and when I was in jail, like, people brought in meetings. And so I'm very grateful that this service exists, and I'm so grateful that I get to be useful and do this type of service. And I hope that this was helpful. And if you need any more information, please let your chair, the chair of this meeting, know. And, you know, she has all my information, so you can contact me with any questions you have. I am always reading through emails. So, yeah, again, my name is Hugo, and I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you.